Bishop Thomas Daly of the Diocese of Brooklyn, New York, has asked all the parishes to consider perpetual adoration of the Most Holy Eucharist in their churches. Stay tuned.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the Book of Life and love the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6, verses 48 through 70, quote, "I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the desert and are dead. This is the bread which came down from heaven, that if any man eat of it, he may not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And this bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Then Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall not have life in you. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath life everlasting, and I will raise him up in the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood abideth in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, the same also shall live by me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat the manna and are dead, he that eateth this bread shall live forever." These things he said, teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. Many, therefore, of his disciples, hearing it, said, "This saying is hard, and who can hear it?" But Jesus, knowing in himself that the disciples murmured at this, said to them, "Does this scandalize you? If then you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, and the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but there are some of you that believe not." For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that did not believe, and who he was that would betray him. And he said, "Therefore did I say to you that no man can come to me unless it be given him by my Father." After this, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then Jesus said to the 12, "Will you also go away?" And Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have known that thou art the Christ, the Son of God." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of catastrophic events that are to happen in the next few years. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on May 17, 1986. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
I see now a huge hourglass and there's only one grain of sand, but it's beginning to pass through. I see Michael now with his chalice and his hand raised over the hourglass, and it seems to be suspended in midair. Our Lady now is motioning with her hand to her lips to listen. My child, I want the world to know that Michael is the guardian of the highest heaven. You must also tell the priests within my son's church that they must return Michael to his rightful place as guardian of the church, or they will be subjected to terrible trials. What has happened to nations throughout the world through Russia shall happen to the United States and Canada. Russia, my children, is not entering where you can see them. They are infiltrating now into every side of your nation, north, south, east, and west, on the outer fringes and the inner fringes. My children, much of the evil now that is spreading in the United States and Canada was promoted by these men and women of Satan, known as communists, who had been allowed to enter not only into your country and the countries of the world, but also into my son's church upon earth. Yes, my child, I want you to let the world know that our seminaries were not pure. Many had entered for this very day to try to destroy the faith and the church of my son. You must know that the Eternal Father will not permit this. The world is fast hurtling to a baptism of fire. My child and my children, can you not go back and read and reread the messages from heaven given to you throughout the years? I, as your mother, have traveled to and fro, hinder and yon, seeking to bring my children back to the fold. For every soul that is lost, I pine, and I sigh, and I cry, and my tears fall upon you, my children. My tears fall upon you.
You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns to the earth. The following article, titled Parishes Asked to Have Perpetual Adoration, was taken from the Brooklyn Diocese newspaper called The Tablet. In his Holy Thursday talk to the priest of the diocese, Bishop Thomas Daly asked all the parishes to consider perpetual adoration of the Eucharist in their churches. I come to challenge you and challenge myself to adore perpetually the Lord Jesus in the Eucharist, he said at the annual Mass of Charism, celebrated on Holy Thursday morning at St. James Cathedral Basilica in downtown Brooklyn. He said that perpetual adoration, which is exposition and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament, will bring an increase in vocations to the diocese. I truly believe, I am supremely confident, that to accept the challenge of perpetual Eucharistic adoration, our Diocese of Brooklyn and Queens will be blessed by a multiplication of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, said Bishop Daly, unquote. This is a wonderful request made by Bishop Daly. We need more bishops like him. Our Lady of the Roses Shrine is located in his diocese. Let us approach our priest and ask for perpetual adoration in our own parishes. On November 20, 1979, Our Lady said, quote, "Less and less honor is being given to my son in the Eucharist. Will you not love him? Express and act upon your love by comforting my son in the tabernacles of the world. Visit him often, for he grows lonely in his house. Graces in abundance shall be given to all who seek my son in the Eucharist. Hasten, repair to the tabernacles of the world, my children, while the doors of my son's houses, his church upon earth, are still open to you. Many countries shall be deprived of this great source of grace, and there shall be much anguish of heart. Accept this elixir of love, my children, the bread of life, the Eucharist." On April 6, 1974, Our Lady said, quote, "Visit my son often. You must eat his body and drink his blood so that you have the strength to resist the evil forces that are now invading and multiplying upon your earth. The enemies of my son will seek to take this great grace from you, so hasten, my children, be with my son while you can, for the day will come when you will cry bitter tears and have to hide yourselves from your tormentors. For you will be taken before tribunals and set to the test for your faith." Unquote. We have a beautiful prayer booklet for Holy Hours. I personally use this prayer book often. It's titled Holy Hour of Reparation for $5, which includes shipping and handling. We also have a most extraordinary video by the Monks of Adoration titled Meeting Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. This video costs $20, which includes shipping and handling. This prayer book and video will change your life for the better. These are great spiritual treasures. Write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331, or call 616-698-6448. The title of the prayer book is Holy Hour of Adoration, and video Meeting Jesus.